This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced it's issued payments to eligible applicants under the Inflation Reduction Act's Discrimination Financial Assistance Program, which will aim to provide financial assistance to farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners who experienced discrimination prior to January of 2021. We'll hear more from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talked with reporters yesterday about the new DFAP program.
Simply, through the Discrimination Financial Assistance Program, 43,244 applicants will be receiving resources. These are individuals in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and American Samoa, receiving direct financial assistance in response to discrimination they reported to have experienced in USDA's farm lending programs prior to 2021. What we're attempting to do is to really create a new narrative for the department. Depending upon an individual circumstances, the awards range from $3,500 to the statutory cap of $500,000. While this financial assistance is not compensation for anyone's losses or pain endured, it is an acknowledgement. And my hope is that this financial assistance will help many farmers stay on their farms, contribute to our nation's food supply, and continue to do what they love to do. And for those who were not able to farm or lost their farms, I hope these funds provide some measure of assistance to allow them opportunities to help themselves or their families. As a matter of process, I want to remind everybody, this is a one-time program that was based on a finite amount of money that was provided by Congress under the Inflation Reduction Act with the President and Vice President's leadership. The funding was distributed across all applicants found to be eligible according to the parameters of the program. All applications were reviewed and decisions made at one time. There was not anything done on a rolling basis by a set of independent reviewers. I said this announcement is a significant step, as did Mayor Benjamin, and I think it represents USDA acknowledging and responding to reported past discrimination. I'm very grateful to the individuals who took time to complete the application and in doing so relive their stories, for I know for many of them that was probably not a very easy thing to do. The culmination of this program is an important marker in our efforts to rebuild trust and to make USDA an equitable and accessible department that truly serves all of our customers. And it's a result of a lot of really hard work by many, many people deeply committed to that effort at USDA and the third-party organizations that directly administered the program at the direction of Congress. The Discrimination Financial Assistance Program has been a very time-intensive effort for USDA involving third-party entities. Dozens of committed individuals invested in community organizations who helped us spread the word and assisted people with their applications. Our priority has been getting the assistance out the door as quickly as we could. The work did require us to analyze a lot of information, dig into details, and assess what we could learn from those applications. We're committed to reducing additional information about the awards as the analysis continues.
We have more comments from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack available on the website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.